you're Adana?
Yeah.
And your store is called?
I own Red Threads Clothing.
And you're down on Hudson?
On Hudson, 151 Hudson Ave, Northeast. Mm-hmm. So right across from the hub, beside Hanoi, nestled in with all the neat places. I take in women's consignment clothing. There's so much that comes in, so I get to be very selective of what comes in. So I'm usually, it's high-end, in very good or new condition. Yeah, I have a little bit of everything for everyone in here. I've got plus sizes, I've got new bathing suits that I sell year-round for people who travel.
You said you took over from Deb's Style Loft?
Yeah, Red Threads used to be called Deb's Style Loft, and she owned it for, I believe, 5 years before I took over. So the store is pretty well known already to the rest of the town, I'd say.
Do you get a lot of walk-in traffic on Hudson?
Yeah, and we get, in the summers, we have the farmer's market, so they shut down the street for that, mm-hmm. and we get tons of people going by.
And just drop in.
And just drop in, yeah. Yep.
Are you from Salmon Arm?
I was born in Salmon Arm, yes, and I grew up in Sorrento, and I keep leaving and I keep coming back, and now I have a store in the town I went to high school in, so that's pretty cool. And I see a lot of old faces and a lot of new friends, and yeah, it's great to be here.
What is it about Salmon Arm that draws you back? Because I recently came back myself. So
oh really, it's hard to say. It's the lake and the mountains, and it's hard to find somewhere like Salmon Arm anywhere else, really. And it's the people, of course, too. Yeah. Everyone's always really great here.
If you were to start up a business from scratch, would it be more challenging than
taking one over?
Definitely. Sort of, yeah. Yeah. I was very fortunate because it's been here for so long, and the two ladies, they stuck with me, and without them, my employees, I would have been so lost, because they helped me take over and, you know, figure everything out and get comfortable. So
have you run a business before, or is this your first?
This is my first like this. Mm-hmm. I did have a very small wedding tent rental business that I did in the area, but nothing like this before. So this is all brand new to me.
Do you find that there are some challenges, particular ones?
Like in terms of maybe being downtown Salmon Arm?
I know that once in a while there is an issue with parking. It will get busy. Other than that, I think my main challenge is I need a bigger store because I got so many clothes coming in.
That's not too bad.
As long as clothing is going out as well.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good turnover.
Yeah, it's always changing in here.
Do the forest fires affect you at all this summer, or...?
For me, they did because I was in Sorrento, so we were right on the border of the alert and evacuation, mm-hmm. and I was worried if I were to leave, like, I got the animals out of there, but if I were to leave and then they forwarded the evacuation order and then I wouldn't be allowed to return home mm-hmm. again. So it was a little iffy this summer for me, and yeah, I had to be closed sometimes, or I had my employees take over when I couldn't, so...
Yeah, I was just going to ask, did you have issues with having to run your store at the same time? Because that sounds like it would be a problem.
Yeah, I definitely wasn't open every single day because of that. Mm-hmm. And then it slowed everything else down in town, too. So, yeah, that was a weird time.
We've spoken with a few people, and they know all the businesses in the area.
Yeah.
And they...
Yeah, we're curious about, like, how business owners interact or connect with each other. Because you'd mentioned that the people you took over stuck with you for a while and helped. And
so yes.
What's the sense of community amongst the downtown business community?
Well, it's really good. I already knew some from before, and when I was younger and I worked places like Critters, I used to work, and they're still around there. So I know Ed, and the last owner, Deb, had taken me around and introduced me to everyone around in the little immediate neighborhood. So, and then, yeah, since then I've just, well, we see each other when we're doing like the Halloween treat trail and stuff, and we can talk to each other and share things. Everyone's helpful and open, and
It's a little community of itself.
It is, yeah. Oh,
that's cool.
Yeah, amongst the business owners, for sure.
So you encourage one another and...
Yeah, definitely. Like, I don't feel like any kind of sense of... What am I trying to say?
Like competition?
Yeah, like, only, like, in a good way. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll always tell people, I'll be like, go three doors down, Essential Edge. Like, she's got great stuff. If you can't find what you're looking for here... Like, she's slightly different than me anyway, so...
They're all supportive of each other.
Very supportive, yeah. And she does the same to me. She's sending people up to me all the time, so...
What's been good about having your business downtown?
I think, like I kind of said, it's mostly... It's the people, because I see old teachers that used to be my teacher in high school, and then I see old classmates, and it's familiar... yet different still. So it's just interesting having a business where I grew up and seeing the changes of the town. So
when did you come back?
Oh, I've gone and went multiple times. So I've been here like a little bit now, but, and I just keep coming back here.
Any last words, anything you want to say about Christmas shopping season or anything like that?
Yeah, are you having any specials or anything?
I will be having another big sale, probably like a store-wide sale in December at some point. I don't know when exactly yet. And then we also accept food bank donations year-round in exchange for discounts on all the purchases.
That's awesome of mentioning that.
It's good to hear you're supporting the food bank.
Definitely, yeah. Year-round, because they need it all the time. And then all of our, the things that don't sell, we have an agreement and they go to the women's shelter or the diabetes or something of the like. All of our shoes go to She Shoe Swaps, and then they have a big sale for charities once a year. So everything gets used well and taken care of. So
thank you.
Thanks so much.
Yeah.